We are learning Masechtas Ksubis Daf Tezvav Amavayis, and we are beginning three lines from the bottom of the Amid. Itmar, Rav Chiya Bar Rashi Omarav, Halacha K'Rav Yesi. Rav Chiya Rashi says, we pass like Rav Yesi Bar Mishnah. Pass like Rav Yesi, which means, at the Meskonos of this Gemara will come out, it means we pass in Trey Ruby, that you need two ribes. Like our Mishnah says, Roy, you need Roy Ksherim, and even more, that you need two ribes. That's how we pass in. No, just a Rav Shah, and don't bring a Raya from here. And maybe you don't need it. We'll see exactly what this means, because our Gemara will discuss it. But I want to speak out here to Tosfos' point. So it says over here that we pass in like Rav Yesi, which means, well, the Gemara means we pass in Trey Ruby. The Pella is that we pass like Rav Gamil. So the Stira. Here we just said, for Rashi, the whole dinner Trey Ruby is that for Rav Yeshua. And we have on that Yud Gimel Malav on top, that we pass the Rav Gamil. So Tosfos over here in Yudal Rambay, the Masa Kaman, asked this question. He says, "Achayr is not halachadik. In kain tikshu hilchasa hilchasa. The Kaman pasuk Rav alach Rav Yosi. Veyal pasuk Rav Yudam Hashmua alach Rav Gamil." That's Tosfos' kasha. Therefore, Tosfos learns not like Rashi, or another Tarot that was still with Rashi. His two Tarots are like this. One Tarot is he says that over here we're going the Kuli Amad the Yitrei Roiv. Why? Because she didn't tie that tainas bari. Since she didn't tie that tainas bari, see, even Rabbi Gamaliel will agree that you need two ribes. That's one teretz of Tosfos. So not like Rashi. Rashi will go against that for Rabbi Yeshua. So Tosfos is going in for Rabbi Gamaliel because he didn't say tainas bari. Another teretz of Tosfos is that Avad will go in for Rabbi Gamaliel. But Rabbi Gamaliel held, even by Roiv, even when he said it was mutter, he held, you don't do a lock, it's a lock like that, but you don't pass like that. L'chatchila, like we learned yesterday's daf. Only by the Eved. Here, by Trey Ruby, you go even l'chatchila. So that's a two mahalchim, and that Firat mahalchim, you learn Rashi's also. The battle go for Rav Yeshua Gemara. But it's also in the Geya for Rav Gamliel, it's the Geya, the Gabi l'chatchila. But now let's go back to our Gemara. Itmar Rav Rashi, Vam Rav, Halacha Rav Yesi. Which the Gemara thought right now meant that Rav Ksherim alone is enough. And Rav Chanan Bar, Rav Amrav, Rav Shah, he said, no, that to go was a Rav Ksherim alone, was a Rav Shah. But Ladairis need two Ravs. That's the other part of the Gemara. Rav Chibashi says, Shem Rav, they pass in one Ravs and up. And Rav Chanan says, no, it's a Rav Shah, he said. Rav Yirmiya, well, Yuchsin, like, wait until Rubai, you don't need two Ravs for Yuchsin. But now, we looked at a Mishnah in Masechtas Machshirim, Matzah Batinuk Mushluch. Someone found a tinuk on the floor. He doesn't know where it came from. Im roiv ayv dechavim, if there's roiv goyim in the city, ayv dechavim, you assume it's ayv dechavim. It's a nimsa, halachak arayv, right? So if it's a roiv ayv dechavim in the city, you assume it's kids, the child's a goy. Im roiv Yisrael, if roiv city is Israel, in Yisrael, you assume he's Yisrael. Mechza, mechza Yisrael, 50-50 also in Emma's Yisrael. Now what is this dinim negay? Bama Rav, Loi Shanu, that we said, if it's Roiv Yisrael, we consider the child Yisrael. Loi Shanu Ela Lahach Yosei. It's only to give him parnasa, v'chei chichi imach, to give him, to support him. Ava lo yuchsim, loi. But li ava yuchsim, to let him get married now, to a kohen, nothing doing. He cannot get married to a kohen. We assume this child, let's say it's a she, she's a guy, a goita, and therefore we know a goita cannot marry a geris. Can even less than 3 years old, I mean, a baby Gieris that grows up cannot marry a Kayin because she's considered a Zaina, even though she's less than 3 years old. I in the Gemara Yivam is what the reason is for that. I in the Taisus there. But so with Yuchsin, you assume that she's a guy. V'Shmuel Amar, L'Fakeach Lo Azagal. Shmuel says that the Geya that there is Yisrael by Rav Yisrael in order to Mechal Shabbos. Akapon, what's the question? What does it say over here? By Yuchsin, you don't go bust a one Rav, right? Rav Yisrael says Yuchsin that. Tzidi Trey Roiv. So how could Rav say? How could Rav Chanan say b'shem Rav? Rechiva Ashi say b'shem Rav. Halach Rav Yosi, one Roiv is enough. Here's where we need two Roivs. That's the kasha. You need two Roivs. Roivs, one Roiv is not enough. Lech Yuchsin. And for the Gemara, ish to mitzeh hodom rudom Rav. The Kurnish is very maisa. One last the kasha forgot that our Mishnah is talking also Trey Roivs. That Rav Yudom Rav says that our Mishnah is talking about Kurnish of Tzipayri have a maisa, and there was a caravan from Tzipayri. And therefore, you have two ribes. So it comes out that the first man over here, it says, Alok Rav Yosi means we pass in two ribes. So now it's Shveh. What does Rav Chanan bar Rava mean to say? A Rav Shah, he saw that they need two ribes, only Rav Shah, but Ladairus, one ribes enough? How could that be? Rav Chanan bar Rav Shah, he saw, Kasha, Ha, If that's true, so then Shver, this here, this Mishnah over here, Machshirim, that Rav is saying that you need two rives, what do you mean? Rav Chanan saying that the only reason why you need two rives is a Rav Shah, but Ladairus, you don't need two rives. So that then Shver that man the Yama. So the Gemara, man the Masli Ha, loy Masli Ha. The one who says, B'Krayon Shel Tzepar Hava Maisa, and it was two rives, that's the one who says Lach Kravesi. The other man, the Amor, who says Ra Shah, he thought that the Mishnah was talking about one rive, and therefore he said Hey Ra Shah Hisa. So it comes out that they're not really arguing. Comes out Rav Chanan and Rav Chiya Bar Ashi both come out and need two rives. Because Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is saying Lach Kravesi because he holds we're talking about two rives. Rav Chanan says Ra Shah Hisa thought you were saying one rive, and I'm saying Dafka with two rives. So, and then that was Dafka Ra'a Shah. So it comes out, they are both agreeing to each other. This is what Tosis points out. Tosis Rav Shlomam points out like this. Pirish Bekunturis, Rav Chanan Loi Masti, the Bekronin Shah Zepar Hava Maisa. Loi Hava Lachad Ruboi. Vili Pirusha, if you're asking Pshat, Loi Pligi. The Ladoi Reisa Kuli Alma Bin and Jeruba. Ever agree, they're two rives. Loi Pligi Alba Maisa Hechiava. They're just arguing what the Maisa and the Mishnah was. One rive or two rives. But they're not arguing La Halacha they need two rives, and that's his Mavuyin Agamar here also. Lach Yaisa is enough for one rive, but the Yuchsa needs two rives. Again, because Maila Oysa V'Yuchsin says they need two rives. Gufa. Now we're going to go explain this Mishnah Machshir. Gufa. Matzabat Tinnik Mushlach. You find the Tinnik on the floor. In Rive Oyvir Chavim, if it's Rive Goyim in the city, Oyvir Chavim. In Rive Yisrael, Yisrael. Mechsa, Mechsa, Yisrael. Now, Rashi speaks out that obviously we're not talking about here a kid that looks like a Sufi. A Sufi looks like a kid that is puzzled, and therefore they threw him out. How do you know this kid's not a Sufi? So there's three simanim, the Gemara Kedushin says. First of all, Mashalti Hadameho, which means that his Evarim are all Masudr. The kid was in perfect shape, and it looks like someone worked on that, cleaned him up, and made him put him in shape. Also, Piska, he had a little Kameya of on his neck, hanging from his neck. And he also had a kameya of ikrim. He had a something that's good-smelling spices. Meaning someone wanted to take care of this child. So therefore, we don't assume the kid's an apostle. That like when someone's a kid's a mom, sometimes they threw away the kid. That we're not worried about. We're worried, not sure. Is it goy or yid? So it said over here, that's Rav Yisrael, it's Yisrael. If it's mechza, mechza, it's Yisrael. If it's Rav Goyim, it's goy. So what's it again? So I'm a rap. Lo Yishanu, this didn't Rav Yisrael, Allah Yisrael. They have Yimachuyiv to support him. Avol Yuchsim Loi, not Yuchsim. Shmuel Amal Fakeach of Zagal. Shmuel says that not only Lahachi Yisrael, but it's Rav Yisrael Yisrael Negea to Mechal Shabbos. Afraid to Gemara, you need Rav Yisrael to Mechal Shabbos. Mir Mashmuel Hachiv, Amar Rav Yisrael, Amar Rav Yudu, Amar Shmuel. Ein Holchem Kuch Nefesh Achar Rav. Which means that a Kuch Nefesh, even if there's one Yid and nine Goyim, you don't go bust a Rav. It's called a Safik, and you Mechal Shabbos. So it can't be it's going on that, because you don't need Rav Yisrael to Mefkeach HaSagal, even by Rav Akum Mefkeach HaSagal. Well, look here, Tvan HaShmua, Rav Shetma, and Rav HaVchavim, Rav HaVchavim, it says Rav HaVchavim, the child's considered Rav HaVchavim, Amma HaShmuel, V'lefakeach HaLav HaSagal, Ein HaKein. When it comes to Mechal Shabbos on them, then Ein HaKein, the kid is not considered Rav HaVchavim, the kid is considered Rav Yisrael for that, because even a small chance that it's Yisrael, you'll have to do Chilal Shabbos. So Mara says, if that's so, so we consider him a yid. So what's in the gay they consider a guy? In Rav Chavim, Rav Chavim, my hilchasa. So what's in the gay that if most of the city are guy and we consider a child a guy, what's that in a gay? Amra Papa, lachiloi neveilois. Then you let him feed this child with your hand. You let him feed him neveilus. You let him feed him treifus. That's a lach on Rav Chavim, Rav Chavim. You let him feed him neveilus. In Rav Yisrael Yisrael Ma'achusa, if Rav Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael, what's that Negeya? We say it's not Negeya Yuchsin, we say it's Negeya Lach Yosef. So Gemara said it's Negeya Lach Yosef, like Tosis points out. But the Gemara wants a different Chiddush that he's considered Yisrael. On Rapapa, Lachachs Eloi Aveda, to give him back Aveda, like Rashi speaks out, that's a big Chiddush, because the person who finds it really allowed to keep it. You're taking it away from him to give it to this guy, so that's a Chiddush that he's considered Yisrael for that. And Befrat, that's an Isser to give back a Aveda to a guy. Like it says, the Rashi brings down. You're not allowed to give back a aveda to a goy. So therefore, it's saying over here that Lahachsu lo yaveda is a chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Yisrael. What? That's the halacha. So you remember a bunch of years ago, there was a story where someone found money in a desk and they returned it to the guy. So after they returned to the guy, there was a big tumult. What do you mean? You're not like give back money to a guy. That was the big tumult then. And this guy who gave back the money, got up, they put him up on the Gudah convention. And he spoke, because he asked the Gedolim, told him to give back. And he said, the reason is because it's Kiddush Hashem. Just clarifying the Mechaber there, which says, you're not give back Aveda. It says, but if it's a Kiddush Hashem, then you should give it back. So there was a, what?
If you give it back, you're always going
to
be a Kiddush
Hashem. By Aveda, it's not always a Kiddush Hashem. So you have to know the case. You have to ask a Shaila to figure out when it should be done, when that should be done. Akoponim, there also, it could have been that one day that person will remember, put money in the desk, and there'll be a Chil Hashem even. So that's why there, it looks like that person got a lot of flack because he was like very emotional by the Gudah convention over there. But like upon him, it looks like a lot of people screamed at him about this. But he was doing the right thing because he made a big Kiddush Hashem. It was all over the news. Like upon him, the fact of the matter is that Lahach Leved is a Kiddush. That says here in Rashi and the Sugya. Mechza Yisrael Leihach. So what's a Negeya that's 50%, 50-50 then is also Yisrael? What's that Negeya? You can't give back Aveda then, because I'm saying it's not a Kiddush Hashem Shiloh. You can't give back the Aveda because it's a Suffolk of it's a Kanani. So what's the Geya that's Israel? On a Shlokosh, Linezikin. It's a Geya Nezikin. Now, the halacha is by Nezikin that if a Sharsha Yisrael gores a Sharsha Kanani, you are Potter. And a Sharsha Kanani that gores a Sharsha Yisrael, you have to pay Nezik Shalom. That means even though a Tam only pays Chatzi Nezik, half the cost, if it's a goy, you pay nezek shalom. If it's a goy who gored my shar, pays nezek shalom. That's the halacha. So like the Yisrael is really the upper hand. So here we're saying, Gavin Ezekin, the mechza, the kid has a din of Yisrael. What's the case? Hechidam. If the case is, my shar kicked his shar, gored his shar. So we're saying that we consider him Yisrael, and he gets out his Chatzi Nezek. Lay Malay, let me tell you, what you're talking about. Lay Malay, I see Rai Yisrael, I have to go. You have to be a Rai Yisrael, it's a 50% chance. You tell me a Rai Yisrael, and I give you money. I'm not giving you money, I'm waiting for a Rai. So it can't be the case that he's considered Yisrael for that. L'tzricha, the Nachitur Didei, L'tur Didok. His Shar, Gord Mar Shar. So Palag Masham, he has to be Chatzi Nezek, because even if he's Yisrael or a guy, he has to be at least Chatzi Nezek. I, the other half, because he's a guy, he's paid the whole thing. He tells me, I see ride la Yisrael, no, bring a ride that I'm not Yisrael, I'll give you the rest of the money. So it comes out with saying, Mechza Mechza Yisrael, when the Geya, that his axe, gores Yisrael's axe, he doesn't have to be Nezek Shalom, he doesn't have to be Chatzin Nezek, because he's like Yisrael, because of a Moitze, Michavera, all of a ride. That's what comes out in this Sugya, that you have all these dinim. Rav Yisrael, Yisrael is the Geya, first of all, Lacha Yoysoi, and second of all, Lacha Zloya Aveda. The din that is the Akum, Rav Akum, is Benegeya, giving him the Velas, and Mechza, Mechza, is Negeya, Nezikin.